I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about great joy. Just this theme throughout the Bible, that the message of Jesus, the gospel, the good news, is supposed to bring us this great joy. And we're supposed to be filled with joy continually. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Having this joy of the Lord flowing through you, it's the joy of the Lord that is your strength. So we're going to get into this a little bit more, but first we're going to pray, and we're going to go through the other half of prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to examine ourselves, to prepare our hearts and minds before we take communion today. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. And our first step, getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness. He's transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. And that transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. It's the forgiveness of sins that releases us and brings us into the light. But for us to truly walk in that light, that forgiveness has to flow. It has to be received from God on one level with great joy. It has to be received with great joy, the gospel of the good news. When we truly understand this good news of God being with us, God being for us, our sins being forgiven, this life connected to God should lead to this great joy, this simple gratitude, but also this great joy. Just received with great joy, receiving that from him and then letting it flow through us. Often we are the problem. Often we're the kink in the hose blocking the flow of what God's wanting to do in our lives because we put too much pressure on ourselves. We beat ourselves up and condemn ourselves, put all the pressure on ourselves for having to figure it out and to produce the results on our own. When it's this joy of the Lord that is supposed to be our strength and learning to give yourself that grace and forgiveness and mercy and taking the pressure off of yourself so that that grace begins to flow through you and out into the world, out to other people, which means that forgiveness has to flow to other people as well. We got to learn to walk in that continual forgiveness. To walk in the light is to walk in love, is to walk in forgiveness, which means we got to let some things go. We got to reconcile some relationships. We got to let some things go. Release some things that maybe we've done ourselves that other people have done to us and just let those things go. And then we got to begin to magnify that light. We can begin to magnify that light that God put within us, that power, that grace that God put within us, that treasure that he put in our hearts. We can begin to magnify that. And what we magnify is all about, what are we thinking about? What are we meditating on? What are we talking about? What am I imagining and pondering and speaking about all day long? We're all thinking on and talking about something all day long. But the question is, what is it? And really, there's two choices. We can be magnifying God and light and love and whatever is lovely and just and pure, of good report. We can set our mind on the things above, set our mind on the things of heaven. And when we do that, there's great peace, there's great joy, there's gratitude, there's humility in that when we realize God is working for our good. The other alternative is we can be focused on darkness. We can focus on the problems. We can focus on the issues. We can focus on darkness and all the evil that's going on. We can moan and groan and complain and gossip and talk about the problem over and over, try to figure it all out, how to solve it. Or we can simply shift our focus. Say, God, you know what? You love me. You've got steadfast, unfailing love for me. Nothing's impossible for you. You'll never let me down. You'll never leave me or forsake me. You're working for my good, even though I can't see you. You can make all grace abound to me, so having all sufficiency at all times and all things, we can abound to every good work. And you'll begin to feel that in your emotions. Whichever one you're focused on, you're going to begin to feel that in your emotions. And so one of the greatest ways we can begin to get more focused on the light is ramp up your gratitude. Yesterday's daily communion, we talked about magnifying God with thanksgiving. I think it's Psalm 69:30, magnifying God with thanksgiving. Ramping up your thanksgiving. When you're in a position of gratitude and gratefulness, thanksgiving, I believe it positions you in the light. And the side effect that comes with that is this peace and joy and righteousness. All these things come when you get positioned in the light, that forgiveness and grace is flowing and you're receiving it with gratitude and joy and cheerfulness. It just keeps you positioned in the light. And God has given us his joy. I like to think of peace as my indicator that I'm single-minded in my faith, that I'm thankful, that I'm single-minded in what I'm magnifying, because often the problems and issues come and we get double-minded, we begin to waver back and forth. But peace is our indicator, being single-minded in our faith, magnifying God, magnifying the light. I like to think of joy, great joy. God has given us his peace and his joy, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the joy of the Lord that is our strength, this great joy. I like to think of joy as my indicator that I'm living in the present moment, that I understand God's grace. So last night in our partner Zoom, we were reading from Nehemiah chapter 8, where that verse, it says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And we read the whole chapter for some context on that. And it said in that chapter that the people understood God's word. And then it talks about the people having great joy. Once the people understood God's word, the Colossians 1 verse 6 says the gospel bears fruit in our lives ever since the day we understood God's grace. The gospel bears fruit in our lives ever since the day we understood God's grace. And I like to think of this, understanding God's grace, that he's working continually for our good. Even when we miss it, he's doing good for us. He's working to make us great and give us this great joy that is his, that is our strength. God wants to make you great. He wants to give you his great joy, the gospel, the good news, receiving that by faith like a child. Just recently, we had the Feast of Trumpets, and we actually have a shofar, one of the little trumpets. It's a smaller one. And we go out with my kids and they're blowing the trumpet and they're trying to blow the trumpet and it's a little bit hard. So they're making some funny noises and they are just having a great time. They're just having so much fun, having a great time. And I'm laughing and we're just having a good time out there. And it was a time of great joy. And that's where God, I feel like, began to show me this time of the year. We're in the fall. We're in the 10 days of awe right now. One of the things that brings God great joy, one of the things that is the desires of his heart, is to see his children having fun. And I believe when you get into joy, when joy begins to flow in your life, I think it requires being more present. Number one, to get more present is required to have joy in our lives. When we get worried about the future, living in regret over the past, we lose that joy. And I learned a lesson when I was playing baseball in college. I had a time where I was putting all kinds of pressure on myself to perform well. I was pitching in college baseball and was putting a lot of pressure on myself to perform well. And the more pressure I put on myself, the worse I did. And then I had this time where I said, you know what? I'm just going to go out and I'm going to enjoy being out there. I'm just going to enjoy the game. I'm going to have fun. And I pitched, I would say, with great joy. And I wasn't doing anything different mechanically, no difference in the strategy. The only difference was in the mindset of just going out and pitching with great joy. And when I made that shift, I began to pitch several games in a row of the best games I had pitched in my college career. And the shift was just going out and enjoying the moment. Take that pressure off of yourself. You got to learn to take that pressure off of yourself and just enjoy the moment. Take the pressure off of yourself. Enjoy the moment. Have some more fun in your day. And the way we have to do that, we got to take that pressure off of ourselves. We got to roll it onto God, because some of this is trusting that if all the pressure is not on us, the pressure is on Him to flow through us. And that's where that understanding comes in. That's where that understanding is so important, that we understand His grace is available to equip us and empower us to do what He can do, not what we can do in our own strength. But when the pressure is on us, we block that flow. When we simply go in and we enjoy the things that we are doing each day, and we execute them with great joy, His grace begins to flow and to equip you and to empower you to function in His strength. So that brings us to our next question. What do you know to do today? We're going to make a list, make a plan for the day. What things do you know to do today? Might be some little things around the house, some administrative things, some things in your workplace. Maybe there's some things on the inside that you just keep saying, you know what? I know I need to do that. I know I need to do that, but I keep procrastinating on it. I keep not getting to it. Maybe there's some projects God is stirring on the inside of you, or some steps of faith that He's stirring. What do you know to do today? So I want you to make your plan, and then I want you to focus on this day, today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So I want you to go about your day. You got your plan. Writing down, there might be 5 things, there might be 10 things that you know to do today, not things you're unclear on or uncertain of. What do you know to do today? And then focus on executing them with great joy. Have fun doing it. Have fun executing the things that you know to do. Have a good time doing it. There might be some things that you normally don't like to do, but you can execute them with joy. Maybe put some music on and just have fun executing the things that you know to do today. And take that pressure off of you. Allow God's grace to flow through you in those things. And then I think it's important that we stay tuned into His leading every day. When that joy begins to flow, I think one of the things that's going to happen is your ability to hear from Him is going to get so much more clear. When you've got that great joy flowing in your life, you're going to hear from God more clearly. Why? Because you're positioned in the light. We've got that gratitude. We've got that peace. We've got that joy flowing in your life. You're going to hear more clearly from Him because you're positioned in the light. You're positioned to receive better from Him and for Him to flow through you at a higher level. And so stay in tuned into Him. Stay in listening to Him. And whatever you hear from Him, begin to write it down. Begin to record your journey day by day with God. He's going to lead you step by step to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. So I got a couple more scriptures here. Just reading this last night. Before Jesus is born, the angel appears to the shepherds out in the field, and he says, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.'" Great joy for all the people. The good news is supposed to cause us to have great joy. Proverbs 10:28 says, "The prospect of the righteous." Okay, who's the righteous? If we believe in God, we've been made the righteousness of God. God made Him to be sin so that we could become the righteousness of God. "But the prospect of the righteous is joy, but the hopes of the wicked come to nothing." 1 Peter 1, verses 8 and 9. "Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you're receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So we're going to take communion over this today. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the good news that you loved us so much, you were willing to send your one and only Son to die for us, that we could have life, that we could be connected back to you, this good news. And if you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things? And Father, we're just asking for your help to take the pressure off of us so that this great joy that you've given us, give us hearts that understand, eyes that see, ears that hear, hearts that understand, so it's converted, it's turned into this great joy. I believe when we understand, it gets us to this place where we know your heart, Lord. We know your heart better. We know you, know what pleases you, know your desires of your heart. And we can be people after your own heart, just like David was in the Old Testament. So Father, we just thank you for this great joy that nothing is impossible with you. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it, receive it, receive that he makes you right with God, and the prospect of the righteous is joy. Receive that he's filling you with this inexpressible and glorious joy. He's given you his joy, the joy of the Lord that is your strength." Just receiving that from him today. Father, we just thank you for it. I ask you to bless this bread in Jesus' name. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. And he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness and grace that just brings us into the light, causing us to have this great joy, this inexpressible and glorious joy on the inside. I believe as you experience his joy flowing through you, it's going to cause you to know him more and more, to know all he wants to do in your life, to know his heart more and more. So Father, we just thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out, receiving this from God. Let's go about your day today, executing the things you know to do. Let's make it fun. Let's enjoy the day. Enjoy your day today. Go about executing the things you know to do and do it cheerfully. Do it joyfully with a song in your heart as you go about your day. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to our website, theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.